I had been working on this idea with a few colleagues for several months before we were confident that it was ready to be shared. We had been told that there was a new president at Ontario Soccer, a new sheriff in town, and he was open to ideas that would help grow the sport. So we reached out to him, and lo and behold, he invited us in for a meeting. We made a presentation, and he was immediately supportive. He organized the resources needed to help move this idea forward. Meetings took place. Organizations, many of whom are in this room, began lining up to support the idea and were prepared to enter teams. It was an exciting time. However, there were plenty of people around him and around the game of soccer in Ontario who told him such a league was unnecessary, or at worst, it wasn't a priority. Feet were dragged and obstacles were put up to slow the process. But through it all, this individual remained resolute and committed to the vision. He knew that the athletes, coaches, and match officials in Ontario needed this league. When some of us began to lose hope that the political process was going to crush the idea, he never wavered. He kept our spirits up and kept moving the ball forward, slowly but surely. Then one day in late 2013, we made a breakthrough. We had the support we needed, albeit somewhat grudgingly, to seek the approval of the board of directors to launch League One. And shortly thereafter, the board did indeed, with his leadership, give us that approval, and the league was born. It was one of the more gratifying days of my life, but I can say with absolute confidence that without his efforts, this league would never have launched. Over the past 5 years, he has been a constant source of support, advice, and guidance. He has been a member of the league's steering committee since day one, and has been there right through thick and thin, regardless of whether it's something easy or there's a difficult challenge in our way, he'd be there with support, even when we had to make an unpopular decision. He's also been a regular presence at League One matches across the province. I'm sure you've all seen him. I've never met a person more committed to getting out and supporting the people at the grassroots than this gentleman. His work ethic is remarkable, and he has always had a handshake and a pat on the back ready for the people who work so hard to make the delivery of organized soccer a possibility. Everyone in this room, and many who are not here today, but who have benefited from their time in League One, owe this gentleman a great deal of gratitude. So that's a long way of saying, with I'd like to now welcome up the inaugural recipient of the League One Ontario Builders Award, Ontario Soccer's immediate past president, and my friend, Mr. Ron Smith.
Thank you very much, and it's a great honor and a great pleasure. I've been thinking about a lot of things since I stepped down as president of Ontario Soccer on October 14th, and certainly this legacy of League One will continue its journey. John, I know that living up to the CPL, its relationship with the CPL, the league will continue to grow. But let's remember, it's not just one person, it's a group of people. A group of leadership, and we all elected Dino, our commissioner. It was an opportunity for me to make an appointment. There's not many appointments that are made in Ontario Soccer, but I know that I made the right appointment. And I wouldn't be where I am today without the leadership and the support of Dino and everyone in this room. The clubs have made the league what it is. The districts have supported. Ontario Soccer has supported, and we're where we are today. So this legacy will continue on. I look for more opportunities for our athletes, our administrators, our coaches, and our match officials. Let's not forget, it's provided a huge platform for coaching. It's provided a huge platform for match official development. And as such, I see the journey continuing. I'll continue to watch league play. I'll continue to be out there to support, in a neutral fashion, all the clubs who have made the league what it is. So I wish each and every one of you the very best. To the recipients, over its five-year history of receiving awards and recognition, it's really gratifying and heartwarming to know that at the end of the day, it is making a difference. So to the current leadership of Ontario Soccer, Peter, Johnny Nisley, Gary on the technical side, and all those who are affiliated with Ontario Soccer, it is about teamwork, it is about partnerships, and it is about relationships. Let's continue to take this great game forward. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Thank you. So I'm going to bring this afternoon to a close. I'm just going to say a few words. This has been an outstanding year. This has been the best in our history, both on the male and female side of the ledger. The level of competition was outstanding. Our playoffs were great. They were dramatic. We had great finals. We have outstanding athletes. We have amazing coaches. We have fantastic match officials. We have great staff. You know, I get my fair share of accolades, and I don't deserve them, because really, without Melissa and her team, we don't have a lead. She's the engine that runs this ship, so please give her a big round of applause. And her entire team, Irene, Cormac, all of our match day coordinators that you've all seen at the field, who put up with you guys yelling at them sometimes. But they do a great job, and they're so passionate about the game. They're not here for money. They're here because they love the sport, and it's great. I really appreciate all the hard work you all do. We've had some amazing and exciting news recently. I'm sure you've all heard. I was really impressed. Johnny showed me a document on Tuesday night that our announcement a little more than a week ago, that Canadian Soccer Business, which is the organization that owns the Canadian Premier League, has agreed to purchase League One Ontario from Ontario Soccer. So that is, in and of itself, massive, massive news. What was really interesting was how much attention it got. Johnny showed a document to me that shows that the level of engagement exceeded 30 million impressions. This news made global news. It wasn't just a local story. So, I just want to thank the leadership of Ontario Soccer, Ron, who was involved in the early phases of the negotiation, Johnny Misley, Gary Miller, Bjorn, the entire team, for helping steer this deal to fruition. Thank you, John, and all your colleagues at Canadian Premier League for believing in what League One has done. They are very serious when they say that League One will now be the official development league of the CPL. They recognize that we are the engine that moves the ball forward in this game, in this province of Ontario and League One in and of itself. But having developed over 100 players who've moved on to the professional game from our league, who would have really thought that when we started this league in 2014? I know I didn't. That wasn't my 5-year goal. We've blown that out of the water. But I think this creates so much opportunity. And you know, while the league will start off as a men's league, obviously, we had a meeting with all our license holders on this past Tuesday night, and the Commissioner David Clanahan, who couldn't be here with us today, made it very clear that the women's league that we run in League One was a massive part of the deal to take on ownership of League One. They are very committed to growing the women's game, and they want to use League One as a stepping stone to the professionalization of women's soccer in Canada. So we're going to be doing great things, not just for the men, but for the women as well, and we're very, very excited about what the future has to hold. There's a lot to be figured out over the next few months. I can assure you that for the most part, status quo will reign for 2019, but there's going to be improvements. You're going to see some small changes. But we have big ideas and big dreams for what the future has to hold. So I will close with that. Thank you to everybody. Can't wait for 2019. I can't believe it's going to be 2019. Have a great off season. Have a great holiday season with your families and your friends. Stay healthy over the off season, and we'll see you on the pitch in the spring. Good night, and have a great 2019.
What he said. Ladies and gentlemen, this